Ordinance is adopted. Next item, please, is 1284.
Accept a grant in the amount of $1.5 million and appropriate $1,065,483 for fiscal year 2018-19 from the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance, National Sexual Assault Kit Initiative, fiscal year 2018 competitive grant to address the issue of unsubmitted sexual assault kits at the Portland Police Bureau.
Colleagues, this is the third sexual assault kit initiative, otherwise known as SAKI, grant awarded to the Portland Police Bureau's Sex Crimes Unit since 2015. The SAKI 2018 grant will provide funds to retain an investigator in SCU, a Multnomah County Deputy District Attorney, and a forensics consultant, and continue the maintenance and expansion of the nationally recognized sexual assault management system. We've had our fifth SAKI convention and continue to advocate for the victims of sexual assault with backlog kits. This grant is crucial to ensuring justice for sexual assault survivors. Through these funds, we're seeing better evidence collection, improved investigations, and a long overdue survivor-centered approach. It's my understanding we have Detective Supervisor Molly Dahl here with us today, Sex Crimes Unit Coordinator Susan Lehman, and IT Supervisor Ed Arab. Welcome. And I'm not sure which order you're speaking in today, so just go for it.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council members. I'm Molly Dahl, the Sex Crimes Unit Supervisor, and Program Coordinator Susan Lehman and Ed Arib, our IT Supervisor. And I think you summarized well how developed we are into this program and receiving these funds to sustain our investigative and advocacy program and bringing justice to overdue victims and its implementation.
Colleagues, any questions? Thanks for the important work. Public testimony, Carla?
Yes, we have two people signed up.
Very good.
Robert Patterson and Diana Ogaz.
Come on up. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Hello, my name is Diana, and I want to speak on the two item numbers that we are currently talking about, 1283 and 1284. And I am so, so thankful that these item numbers are being addressed. This is a very, very serious problem in our city. And I thank the council for their support to continue to create advocacies, because advocacy really for survivors of sexual violence, there's not enough. And so to even have a part-time advocate to do the proper research is huge. So I support these ideas. I thank the council for all the hard work that they are doing on behalf of the survivors of sexual violence and domestic violence and those who are trafficked. And in regards to this, I just thank you. I really want the best for this. And our sex crimes units work so, so hard. And I've gone through the process over the last year and have fallen through every loophole you could imagine of being a survivor of sexual violence. The sex kits, the kits that we're talking about are so crucial. You can't file a sexual protective order if the crime doesn't happen within a 180 days. So a crime can occur through like 1 year, and if it's not within the 180 days, the survivor of that violence is unprotected in the city. And so to push the sex kits forward, to do the proper investigation, to bring the necessary closure and justice is huge. So thank you so much.
And thank you for being here and giving your testimony. I think that clarifies more than anything else anybody could have said the importance of this. So thanks for taking the time to be here and share your story with us. It's an important one. Thank you. It's good to see you again.
Thank you. I'm Robert Patterson. by the way. It occurs to me that many of the victims of sexual assault come from some of our most marginalized communities, undocumented citizens, the queer and transgendered communities. And it also occurs to me that by ensuring that their assailants can be brought to justice, we also make these people less marginalized, more part of one Portland instead of two Portlands. Some of my best friends are sex workers, and I'm proud to have them as best friends. Unfortunately, right now, they perform their work in secret, in darkness, and that is a dangerous place. Portland should work to make sex work safer, and by doing so, it can provide a model for the rest of the nation.
Thank you. Thank you both. Please call the roll on the ordinance.
Udaley?
Well, another timely topic. I think, as many in this room, I was shocked to hear about the backlog of rape kits. I'm a sexual assault survivor. I also trained to be a rape victims advocate through Multnomah County. There are inadequate supports at all levels. There are confusing laws around statute of limitations. As we have seen time and time again in the media, women are not taken seriously. Rapists are not held accountable for their crimes, and the thought that we're not even processing kits in a timely manner is just further demoralization of victims. So I'm thankful for the progress that we've made in Portland and Multnomah County, and that hard work will continue, and hopefully processing these kits will result in identifying and removing more predators from our community. I vote aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for your work. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I'm really happy to see that we are getting the backlog reduced and we're getting additional resources to reduce the backlog of rape kits because I think, as Diana just articulated very well, it's bringing justice and closure for a lot of survivors. And it's really interesting to read the accounts, I think, in the Oregonian of the perpetrators that they're finding through these DNA work. And, you know, these perpetrators thought they would never be held accountable in an open, you know, in a sometimes an open season on preying on women. So it's good to see these perpetrators ultimately being held accountable and serving time. Aye.
Wheeler.
I want to thank the Police Bureau and SCU for bringing this forward and finding this source of financial resources to make this possible. And I want to thank everybody who testified today. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Colleagues.